Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am almost playoff positive, Chuck Moncler.
Hey, we're your friendly neighborhood Clippers podcast. Yes. Just a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media folks who bring you Locked On Clippers 5 days a week.
7 a.m. You can come hang out. It's a good time.
What days?
Monday through Friday.
Wow, what a time.
Business week.
Business week. Anyways, to kick your day off today, we're going to talk about the Clippers win over the Hornets, 113 to 90. Hold them under 100. Always great. I unfortunately had to miss this game, so I'm going to be interviewing Chuck about it. I can't wait to hear the dirty beats. Okay. And then we have a weekend preview for you. Clippers got a back-to-back taking on the Rockets on Friday. We're going to talk about what we need to do well to win that game, as well as what could go wrong. And then they're taking on the Thunder on Sunday. And once again, we'll be talking about what we need to do well as what could go wrong in that matchup. Really want to end this season strong for the Clippers.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not a must win, but at the same time,
You'd like it.
It's a like to win. And then it's Friday. Every single Friday, we do a Love, Marry, Quarantine. Basically, we rank something arbitrarily related to the Clippers.
Last one before the playoffs.
This one has to do with Clippers, players, playoff superstitions.
Ooh, spooky.
Love superstitions. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to get into this one. But before we get into it, gotta let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to the recap of the Clippers 113-90 win over the Hornets. It's a good time. You missed.
The Clippers weren't the ones with 90.
They were not.
I take it.
So you did miss this game because you were working hard. Makes sense. First part of this game was a little unsettling.
I looked at the score. I looked at the score a couple of times just on my phone, and I saw what I saw was a very narrow margin of victory.
Very much so. So we'll get to what we liked. We talked about in the pregame, we wanted to kind of be reminded that this Clippers team is the best three-point shooting team in history.
And the Hornets do tend to give up a lot of three-point attempts to their opponents.
A bunch of threes. And we were reminded in this game, the Clippers went 21 for 45.
Ooh, love it.
Which is, it's absurd.
And we had a kind of prop bet going in the game preview. If the Clippers would take more than 36 three-point attempts, They did by a long shot.
They did. Justin Russo threw out kind of a mind-blowing stat that I didn't think got enough attention on Twitter. Tonight was the 10th time this season the Clippers made at least 19 three-pointers. They had six such games in franchise history prior to this season.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
That's wild.
And a testament to
19, though, is a weird number.
Okay. That's a lot of threes.
That's fair.
Paul George, 5 of 13 from deep. Reggie, 5 of 12. Mook, 3 for 5. Kawhi, 2 for 4. Rondo, of course, 3 for 3. He's now made 7 consecutive three-pointers going back to last game, the longest stretch of his career.
Sustainable, right?
Absolutely. He's not going to miss again. But this was great. This, you know, it was good to see. You missed probably the worst second quarter of this season.
Oh, yeah. What did we put up, like 13 points or something like that?
Something like that. We had more turnovers and field goals.
Ugh.
Field goals made. We had
was this due to Hornets pressure on the ball, or was this just miscommunications on the offensive end by the Clippers?
I think probably a little of both. Hornets were playing a zone.
Okay.
That Ty Lue said they made some adjustments to at half to combat the zone, and it worked out because in the third quarter, the Clippers went 13 of 15.
Yeah.
And they put up 40.
So that was nice. A commentator, I want to say it was Corey Maggette. I don't know who to give credit to.
Shout out Spicy Spaghetti.
But I thought it was really interesting. They said sometimes teams get caught sort of in this trap when they see the zone that they default to a zone offense.
Which nobody has.
And really what you should do is just run your regular offense.
Yeah, no one practices for the zone in the NBA.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's why.
I mean, unless you do and you're coached by someone who's like one of those weird geniuses who's like, we're practicing at 4 a.m. It's only zone stuff.
And like, I think that that's why that at times it can be so disruptive.
Because you're confused.
You think that you're supposed to counter, but really maybe the counter
lean
is just sticking to the original game plan.
It's like when your car's spinning out. You got to turn into it, not away from it.
Yes.
All of my analogies have to do with cars getting in horrible accidents.
I could talk about fishtailing all day.
Scrub got his first career points. That was great.
Love it.
Anytime you get some scrub minutes, things are going well. And Zoo is hitting a really nice stride pre-playoffs. He had 8 and 11 tonight, 2 blocks. 4 of the 6 Clippers offensive boards were from him. He did kind of get worked by Bismack Biyombo, which was a little frustrating. We talked about the offensive rebounding in the pregame, and they had 8 offensive boards, which is 2 more than us, but it was evident early, right? Like, Biyombo was kind of weirdly doing a lot of work early. Zoo gets another good matchup tomorrow. When we're recording this tomorrow, the day you're listening to this, versus the Rockets, and then kind of an ease into the playoffs versus the Thunder. So I'm really excited that Zoo's been playing well, and this stretch kind of like is going to ease him into another good playoffs.
Okay,
where he will actually get playing time.
From what was unenjoyable about this game, let's start with the turnovers, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't know if we should be sounding like the turnover alarm bells as we're now just a turnover-prone team, because I think part of it is we're getting guys back, we're trying new rotations. So there's variables that make sense why turnovers would be there, right? Like,
totally, yeah.
We're all okay with that. But we had 17 tonight. Like,
17 is too many.
Zoo, Kawhi, and PG all
14 or under is the number for this Clippers squad.
I just want, so I don't even know if I have a number for this, because I just want it to
you be less. You want zero turnovers.
Yeah, I just want it to be less than the other team.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
That's fair.
The Hornets had 10.
I've talked about it on this podcast before. Like, we can be a turnover-prone team due to some continuity things, which like are just kind of unsolvable with the amount of time that we have. And then, you know, running a lot of offense through forwards, I think that you're going to be a little bit more turnover prone.
Yeah.
However, I think that 14 to me is the magic number. If it's 14 or below, sure, I'm fine with it. I can live with it. You know, it's not ideal, but I can live with it.
Yeah. And you feel comfortable about the Clippers not having to dig themselves out of a hole.
Yes. Yeah. 17 to me is
a lot.
It's inexcusable.
Rondo had 4. Which was a lot. Zoo, Kawhi, PG all had 3. I do have to give
Zoo
a
had
shot.
3?
Zoo had 3, but I think they were tracking him weird. You know, you got some weird tracking numbers on that. Reggie Jackson had none. We talked about his 3-point shooting, but he had 19 points, and he was super clutch in this game. Like, when things weren't going well in the second, Reggie was kind of keeping things a little better. Like, it was nice to see.
Reggie led the team in 3-point attempts in this one, correct?
He had 1 less than Paul George.
Oh, okay.
I misquoted the stat earlier. I apologize. Nick Batum also kind of got a rub it in Charlotte's face. He got booed a bunch, but
he got booed?
He got booed. Yeah. When he stepped up to the free throw line, he got
it's
booed.
It's on site with anyone from Charlotte.
Well, I don't know about that.
You going to boo Nick Batum?
Lily Batum was having some fun on Twitter. She was tweeting some funny GIFs. So another thing that I kind of want to talk about, and look, these last couple games, in terms of post game, we're just talking about what it means for the playoffs. The regular season, in terms of my brain, is over. What's up with Kawhi's shot distribution? He had 9 field goal attempts in this game. Yes, he made 2 of his 4 threes. He was efficient. He's at 55% as a whole. He had 9 assists, which still not being talked enough about how good his passing has been this year.
Do you think that Ty
what's
Lue
up
is,
with the shot distribution?
Do you think Ty Lue is altering his role a little bit?
I don't think so.
Or is this a ramp up?
I think I'm confused as to what it is, but
it is puzzling. I agree with you 100%.
Because last game we thought he was only going to take like 10, and he hurled up a bunch of shots.
Yeah,
and it was great. I guess Kawhi's field goal attempts are the casualty of getting everyone ready somehow, because because they're confident in Kawhi, because it's Kawhi, but it's a little weird.
What's the number you're looking for?
I don't know. How about just double digits?
That's fair. That's fair.
Like 12, 13 total? I don't know. 20? Like, in the playoffs, we're going to need more. He's taking double the amount of shots on the playoffs every game, probably.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
It's just odd.
It is odd. It just seems to me like one of those sort of in-game sort of management issues.
Yeah, and I guess casualty, kind of like a live casualty. You're like, well, we got to work on this stuff right now. So you're not going to get your shots. I mean, I don't think he's worried about it, but yeah, it's interesting.
Something to monitor for sure.
And then Patrick Beverley. Are we worried about that at all? He didn't play great. He didn't play bad. He's ramping up. You know,
I
don't know where I'm at with this. I don't know if I can add another thing to be kind of worried about.
Look, I personally was a little bit surprised by the move of Ty Lue to move him back into the starting lineup, just because one or two games before that movement, you and I had talked about, I believe both on this podcast and in private, that he just did not seem ready to me. And I don't know if that's a health thing. I don't know if that's a conditioning thing. But he did not seem to be at the level that he needed to be a starter on a contending team.
Yeah, I'm interested. These next two games, I'm like, I want to see. I guess Pat Bev is kind of who I'm looking at in these next two games for, like,
I like it.
Let's see some stuff we're really excited for. And not, I don't mean that in a weird way. It's not like if it's not like if Bev isn't performing well in these two games, I'm going to be like, oh, it's a disaster. But just something to watch for.
Definitely.
And we got to give a quick update on Stu Quinn.
Let's go, Stu.
He got his push.
Yeah.
The Clippers go 0-2. Stu Quinn will not lose money. Shout out to Stu Quinn. Coming up, we're going to be talking this kind of a weird weekend. Absolutely. But first, Will, talk to me about betting online like Stu Quinn did.
Look, it's a wild world in betting online. There's only one place that we trust. It's betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football, over. College basketball, donezo. But the NHL and the MLB and the NBA are all in full swing. BetOnline doesn't just cover sports, though. They also cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine.
Crazy.
BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus. That's on top of your first deposit.
Wow.
Use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. That's on top of your first deposit. That's free money, folks.
Free money.
BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, welcome to the Clippers weekend preview. Haven't done one of these in a while.
So it's kind of been shocking, right? Like the lack of...
couple days of rest in between games?
I know.
Good, like, time.
The lack of weekend games has been a little shocking.
Yeah, so we're taking on the Rockets on Friday, which, big news in this one, Serge Ibaka might make his return to the Clippers, per Ty Lue. He said post-game versus the Hornets, he's not sure yet who's going to play. He's going to talk to sports science guys. So, like, we might not see Kawhi or PG.
Mm-hmm.
But in the pregame, got my timelines all messed up. In the pregame versus the Hornets, he said that Serge might make his return.
He's traveling with the team.
Yes.
He's
not wearing art on the sidelines, which is disappointing.
Yes.
But
for sure.
Different
for sure.
Conversation, different
for
day.
Sure. But, I, you know, that decision can only have been made because there is at least intention to get Serge some reps with what we have left of the regular season. So
absolutely,
it would be great to see him against the Rockets, especially with their sort of depleted front court. And right now they're struggling a little bit at the center position. So I think that this could be a really good opportunity for Serge. This is the second night of a back-to-back, which is a little difficult to deal
with. That's what's kind of weird, right? Like, I like that Serge might get some run in a game that, I mean, I don't know what to expect from this game. Both these teams kind of have some uncertainty in it. But I hope Serge gets like 9 minutes and hits a jumper.
No, he should play at least 12 minutes.
Think he should go more? Yeah. I just don't know the severity of the injury. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, though, like,
I'm not mad at it, though. I'm not mad at 12.
If you're being cleared by the training staff, you should be able to clear 12 minutes.
Theoretically, yes. I absolutely agree with you. But this is a Clippers training staff.
That's fair. That's totally fair. So let's get into what we need to do well to win this one.
Oof. We know what we got to do well. Take care of the dang ball.
Yes.
There's no notes here. Let's just stop hurling the ball to assistant coaches on the opposing team. Like, let's just take care of the ball.
There's kind of an extra wrinkle thrown into this if Serge is back in the lineup.
Oh, okay.
Which... you know, once again, is another great reason to hopefully, if he is ready, get to see him in some regular season minutes. Just because it is going to be different. You know,
different stuff.
There is a different chemistry that's sort of developed in his absence. So
a whole bunch of chemistries.
Hey.
Yeah, chemistry 301, 201.
Another thing that I'm kind of looking at in this one, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but you think we see some Cousins in this one?
Man, I mean, yes, because Cousins is just kind of part of the rotation now. He's taken Patrick Patterson's minutes. Agreed. Patrick Patterson got a DNP in the Hornets game.
Yes.
Cousins got his 5 minutes, right?
They've seemed to like this matchup the last couple of games since Boogie has been on the team. And with no Christian Wood, you know, this is kind of
a good time. Christian Wood is out for them?
According to ESPN's depth chart, yes.
Okay.
So this could be one of those times that's like a good situation to test sort of those Rondo pairings that we've heard so much about. So I don't know. I think we could see some Boogie in this one. Another thing we got to do is just, you know, play a good four quarters.
Dude, could not agree more. Let's not have to tighten the screws. I don't want to use that phrase anymore.
I don't know what happened at halftime in the last time that we played the Rockets, but we let a huge lead slip. And then the game turned into a nail biter, and you know, obviously we're in danger of the same thing, even with so many Rockets players out.
Right.
You gotta show up.
Tip.
You gotta show
Tip
up.
Tip to the final whistle.
Absolutely. Another thing is going to be getting to the rim. The Rockets are down some major.
You're a rocker fool.
They're down some major interior presence. All right. Last time we played them, they almost doubled us up on blocks.
Oh yeah.
Was wild. So I'd kind of like to see some glimpses of some playoff ready offense, and just let's not let this turn into a slop fest.
So that's a great point. And not to blend this into the Thunder preview, but this Rockets game, I care so much more about than this Thunder game.
Really?
And I might be wrong in that, but we're going to see guys on not a lot of rest. And I don't, Kawhi and PG, I know we're going to be good in the playoffs. I know that. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
I'm looking for fringe guys to look really good on the second night of this back-to-back. Maybe it's my own weird brain.
Take some of the burden though off of those guys.
Take some of the burden
for sure.
Off. Show them that they're really ready.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the Thunder game. Like, so I agree. Like, I want to see everyone locked in. And we usually, you know, the stay ready motto has been, I mean, absurd for the Clippers.
Just stay ready. Nike, they're changing there.
Yeah, stay ready. And a wise man once said, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. So I'm hoping it's an all four quarters effort from the Clippers.
What could go wrong in this one?
Fatigue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second night of a back-to-back, the Rockets play at the fifth quickest pace in the league. Their head coach just kind of gave this speech about how he loves how hard everyone is playing. He's like, we got guys limping. Like, Steven Silas also, I think, should maybe get coach of the year, but for very different reasons than other coaches get coach of the year. The man has been through a roller coaster, but there's a belief on this Rockets team right now. Like,
yeah.
They're playing for each other. It's the second night of a back-to-back. It's a team that plays fast. Let's just take care of business.
Got it.
What else you got?
Look, the mighty DJ Augustine.
He I don't could even want to talk about this.
Look, he could get the start in this one. It would make sense. As of the time we're recording this, Kevin Porter Jr. is out. John Wall, you know, season-ending kind of hamstring thing.
Oof,
hoping the best for him.
Yeah.
But Clippers fans know what DJ Augustine can do to this team, so we're not going to disrespect him. Last time we played the Rockets, he was a DNP. So, might want to show out a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. And then real quick, we're going to look into this Thunder game. Not a noon game. We were wrong about that. That feels good. Again, not really sure who plays in this one. I don't think we have too many notes on this. Like, I kind of feel like this is a no-win scenario for the Clippers, if that makes sense.
I disagree.
Either they take care of business and it's like, why did we even play this game? Because this Thunder team is like, dude, since the All-Star break, I don't know if you saw that Goldsberry graph of like the offensive rating since the All-Star break. They're like out of frame. Like, Twitter just put long pictures on and you still need to load this picture to see where the Oklahoma City Thunder are. And it's like, great, we take care of business. It's fine. I don't think we're going to see anything wild. Like everyone's out for the Thunder.
I know, but I still think it's like a matter of like finishing the season with our best foot forward.
Sure, but remember, if we only win by like seven?
Was it 2 seasons ago where everyone was out for both teams and we played the Jazz and it was like went to overtime? Yeah.
That was like, Ralph's last game.
Yeah.
But or the flip side is it's like a weird struggle and we win by like 9 and everyone who hasn't been watching the team all year freaks out. Like I kind of just wish this game wouldn't be played.
I don't care. A win is a win, and
I want the win.
I'm absolutely all for like us just finishing the season strong.
For sure.
Whatever that looks like. So what could go wrong in this one?
Who are we playing?
Yes.
Who are we playing?
Absolutely.
And I don't mean that in a, I don't know who these guys are. Everyone's hurt on the Thunder. Dort's hurt. Shea, our beloved Shea.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
We haven't seen this team since January. Not going to be seeing really any of the same key players.
Right.
It's hard to game plan for the unknown. Somebody I'm going to be looking out for, though, is definitely going to be Alexei Pukashevsky.
Dude, I had the same note. This is a game where... So, I've watched some highlights of this guy.
And Pukashevsky is pretty incredible.
He's got
fun to watch.
He has an absurdly high ceiling. We are fans of Puku on this show. This feels like one of those games where, like, if the Thunder lose by like less than 10, there's gonna be a like, well, remember Puku against the Clippers in the last game in 2021? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I expect Morris to be aggressive again. Like,
he weighs as much as a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I want him to say, like, to give the same amount of respect.
Play it like it's the playoffs.
As he would to a harder matchup.
For sure.
But, I mean, if you don't get terrible flashbacks to that Nuggets series when the Clippers take on a versatile big who can pass and shoot.
Calling Puku's big is a little, that's respectful to Puku. I don't know.
He's a 7-footer. What do you mean?
For sure. But he weighs as much as...
He's a 7-footer.
Right. He weighs as much as Nate Robbins. do we think Stu Quinn gets... Do we think Stu Quinn wins his bet after all things are said and done on Sunday night?
I do. Yes. I
do. Do you think we split or do you think we go 2-0?
It's really... So the one I'm struggling with actually is the back-to-back against the Rockets.
That's fair.
I don't know if we're going to choose to rest some guys. I think if Serge, if it's going to be his return to the lineup, we won't rest anybody. And in that case, I do think that we will go 2-0. But if Serge doesn't have an appearance in either of these two games, I don't feel like there's as much of an impetus to play both stars.
I think PG
on the second night of a back-to-back.
PG hasn't played like a full back-to-back since like April.
Yeah.
Kawhi, some other streak. I think the Clippers go 2-0.
Okay.
I think we're just too top heavy.
Yeah.
Which is great. Coming up, we're going to be playing a playoff edition of Love, Marry, Quarantine. But first, I have to give a shout out to Built Bar. I love Built Bar. They have 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut for those of you with allergies. I am a fan. Look, the only time I've been a bandwagoner is now that I'm a fan of the coconut brownie chunk Built Bar.
It won.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm a Dolphins
flavor.
Fan. I'm a Clippers fan. You know, not a lot of bandwagons over here, but I hitched it to this one. Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew, which if you have a whole bunch of teeth that aren't yours and maybe even come out of your head, that's kind of a nice thing. Built Bars are healthy. It's great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for the keto diet. And right now, summer's upon us and you might need a cooler. There's a free cooler with purchase at Built Bar. While supplies last, of course, limited drop.
Yes, very.
Some would say very limited drop. Pretend this is like a Supreme sweater.
Very exclusive.
Someone sees you with the Built Bar cooler at your local fishing hole, they're offering you $600 for that thing probably. Head to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your next order for these delicious Built Bars one more time. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back and we have a Love, Marry, Quarantine for you. Can't wait to get into this one. Playoff edition. This is Clippers, Players, Playoff Superstitions.
Yeah.
Chuck, what do we have on the board?
So, first one out the gate. I think this one makes a whole bunch of sense. Kawhi Leonard. The eve of the playoffs, the night before, maybe before every game, dons a very elaborate disguise and does an open mic before the game.
Okay.
We're talking like he's, and we're talking a stand-up open, like maybe it's a Tribal Cafe.
For some reason, I'm imagining like the Marx Brothers glasses involved, you know, with like the nose and the mustache. And
I don't know if it's a good disguise or a bad disguise, but he's doing a set and it, no one
does
laughs.
It involve a fat suit?
Maybe. It's every year, you know, we don't know. But yeah, he's doing a stand-up open mic. He does 3 minutes, doesn't get a lot of laughs because most of the jokes are about like hands being big. Everyone's like, we don't get this. Second up, Paul George. This one's pretty big. Uses a modded Xbox controller to play his PS5. Never tells anybody. He's a Sony guy.
Yeah.
You know?
He is. New Paul George, like the PS5 version.
They look good.
Looks really good.
I wore a pair of Air Force Ones to my senior year prom.
Mm-hmm.
If those shoes had been out, I would have worn those shoes instead.
Yeah, makes sense. Classic look.
Ivica Zubac, he and his brother make one bag of Zubac's Zolls, which is a secret family pretzel recipe that only the Zubac's are privy to. If you've listened to this podcast, you know we have documented evidence that the Zubac family loves pretzels.
They enjoy their pretzels.
And this is a nice way, you know, Zubac didn't do this before the Warriors series.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I'm so thrown off my game. Next season, they did it before the playoffs. Things went a lot better.
Are these soft pretzels or hard pretzels?
I don't know the family recipe.
That's fair. That's fair.
I will. The only clue we have, it's a bag of them.
It comes in a bag.
It's one bag. So what do you love in marrying in quarantine?
Oh, man. All these are great. I got a quarantine Zubac's Zolls only because it contains L's. It contains L's in it.
Okay.
So no, that's a no for me.
Okay.
That's an out.
So what if
my superstitions?
All right, no L's.
Are going crazy. No L's.
Yes. You don't say any words with L's in them.
I do not.
The day before the playoffs.
I do not.
You're just saying O when you think a text is funny.
He know. He know. I'm going to go ahead and marry Kawhi Leonard doing an open mic. I would love to see.
You
what
know
that
how
comedy.
He starts a set. Hey, hey, hey! And yeah. Everyone's like, is this Kawhi? And it's like, no, it's in a fat. It's a really guy in a fat suit.
I would love, like, I would just, yeah. I am married to the idea of him doing this.
Yeah.
I want to know what the set is like.
It's like that one Bernie Mac set. Never mind. That's such a great set.
What's the crowd work like? You know.
The idea is that this is at Tribal Cafe.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I still think he's doing some crowd work.
I mean, I've seen it done before. So you're quarantining PG?
No, I'm quarantining Zip.
Are you sorry? So you're loving PG?
Yeah, I'm loving the modded Xbox controller.
That's a funny, weird thing.
I have a very good friend who had a modded Xbox.
Oh yeah,
with a
shout out to me
with a shit ton of games.
Yeah. Really weird.
I feel like
dashboard.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm into Xbox mods.
Oh yeah, you're like not a video game guy.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna quarantine the Kawhi one.
Okay.
Confidence wise.
That's fair.
I think he knows it's a joke that he's up there, but he maybe has one like bit that he's like, I really hope this one works. And then it doesn't, and he's like, shit, I really thought that bit was gonna work. I thought that bit about having a wacky uncle was going to work.
Before every game, too, is that's quite a bit of material.
Look, he's grinding, okay? There's some people who don't do mics. There's some people who grind. Playoff Kawhi grinds open mics. But I got to quarantine that one. I got to marry the pretzel one.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a fun time.
That's fair.
I think the family likes it. They probably fly out, you know?
I think it's a fun time. I just don't like the title.
That's totally fair. And then... yeah, I'm loving the Paul George one. I think it's so funny because I picture Paul George and his fiance, and he's like, I'm gonna go play some video games. She's like, oh, I'll come hang out. Like, yeah, I'm not doing
no one can watch.
And he's like, no, no, that's cool. And she's like, what do you mean it's cool? I'm gonna sit on the couch while you play PS5. And he's like, yeah, with a PS5 controller. And she's like, what? Yes. And he's like, I have to go. So
I'm
like
twitching.
That.
I gotta be naked.
I'm twitching. Oh, it's all weird. Yeah. So I think that's a good time.
Yeah.
I am so excited for the playoffs.
Yeah,
it kind of just hit me like tonight that it's like that shit's in like less than a week.
Yes, I'm gonna feel a lot better if we go 2-0.
Yeah, I'm riding high.
I'm not gonna freak out or anything.
What
obviously.
If we go 0-2?
I mean, yeah, like once again, like the sky isn't falling or anything, but it's just like I keep alluding to, like you just gotta end the season with your best foot forward.
Yeah, 100%. Good process.
Mm-hmm.
Good process. Mm-hmm. Monday's episode. Recap of the Clippers weekend, probably with an emphasis on the Thunder game because it's on Sunday. No doubt some playoff talking as those begin on the 22nd. The freshies, which we want to see from maybe some new playoff guys, Surge is in that category as far as I'm concerned. And whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, we're going to keep this trend going. Another shout out to the U.S. Postal Service.
Yes.
Will Work and these people tell their mail person that they have a normal rapport with mm-hmm. to listen to a good podcast.
You can listen to us on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can always tell your smart speaker to play Locked on Clippers. Mm-hmm. It works flawlessly. It's great. As we mentioned up top, we come at you Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific. We would love to have your listen.
We absolutely would. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.